The Zoomer is one of those carnival rides where chairs hanging from chains spin in a circle. David Barker of Stanford says he was standing near it as his kids rode a different ride on Sunday.
There was a clunk that you heard, a loud clunk, that turned a lot of people's head towards that area.
But despite the sound, it kept spinning.
Like about 30 seconds later, there was the loudest clunk. The center of it just stopped completely, and the motion of the continuation of the chains, they all start colliding back and forth to each other.
And everyone started screaming. The parents, where their children were on, just knocked the protective barriers to get to their kids, and then it was chaotic after that.
That's Sam Rezaia of Stanford, who was also there. Police say 18 people were injured, 13 of whom went to the hospital. All of those patients were treated and released, except for one who was admitted to Norwalk Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Rezaia says his daughter was just on that same ride on Saturday.
Now we're going to think about what rides we go on and what's the safety of the... Are they inspected for safety? I don't know. No.
Stewart Amusement of Trumbull, Connecticut, which was operating the ride, said in a statement on its website that its rides are inspected daily by their own trained personnel, weekly by state and local inspectors, and annually by professional engineers and insurance company inspectors. The company said the problem was a mechanical malfunction and that they're cooperating with authorities. The State Police Fire and Explosion Investigative Unit, Norwalk Police, and the Norwalk Fire Marshal's Office are investigating the incident. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.